Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Bonnie Versace. She is the RE Manager at Focused LLC, where she specializes in developing leaders, building positive and productive work cultures, and improving individual, team, and enterprise-wide performance. I have Stuart Wiggins with Induna Advisors, where he offers fractional chief operating officer services and brings resources together to scale your business. And I have Dave Roberts. He is a teacher, the co-author of the book, When the Psychology Professor Met the Minister, and a bereavement support specialist. The question today, when is venting productive and how do you tell when it becomes a negative spiral? Stuart, kick us off.
I have to start with a level set question. Is venting an emotional or unemotional response? Because if in fact venting is emotional, then the follow-up question I have is, then how productive can that be? But if you're unemotional in your response, is it really venting, or are you vetting the situation out loud, trying to solve a problem?
For me, I think venting is about an emotion that we're experiencing about a particular topic at that time. And I think it becomes productive when the person who is venting recognizes that there's emotion attached to the topic. Mm. If they're open to feedback from somebody who's a willing partner to listen and to provide feedback in a different perspective. And if that perspective that is reframed or presented tends to reduce their stress levels, creates awareness in terms of where they fit in the topic and their responsibility in terms of contributing to the situation. And I think as a person who is an active listener in the process and a willing active listener can give feedback without being emotional with it. They can just basically give objective feedback, reflect what they're hearing, paraphrasing feelings, and allow empower the individual who's a recipient of that feedback to find their truth within it.
Bonnie?
I think in today's times also, I agree with what Dave said, but I think in today's times, we've also identified that a lot of words have more than one meaning. Mm. And what I see sometimes is the venting part of someone's conversation, if you will, or what their desire or their goal is also about them not knowing how to share ideas or get someone to give ideas. Venting doesn't always come from a position of frustration. I think we're not used to that. I think being online for two and a half, three years or whatever, not necessarily being in person, not being in the same space with people, it's giving us a different channel or another channel of how to communicate with each other.
My thinking is this. If its root is in emotion, then is what you're communicating effective or positive? In my experience, anything I communicate through emotion may be inaccurate. It may be raw, but it may be inaccurate. But once you've had a chance to sit back and evaluate what your real feelings are, then I think then you're communicating something that really reflects what's on your mind. And that's not necessarily venting. That's just really sitting back and saying, okay, here's my position on this. And over the years, I've found that if I'm upset with a subordinate and I'm emotional and I vent on them, it's a completely ineffective conversation.
Yep.
But if I sit down and maybe I start the conversation with something like, help me understand, or tell me about this, then I think that it's more effective. And body language really will reflect whether it's venting or whether it is the premises to a positive conversation.
So I have, obviously with clients, they call me when they're frustrated or whatever's going on with them and they need to get that out. And so there's a couple of things I pay attention to. One, are they sharing how they feel and what they think? And are they kind of unwinding? And if that's the case, then I can say, okay, do you feel like I understand this? Do you feel like I understand how you feel? Are you ready to problem solve? That's one option. The other option is they can be winding themselves up. And that is the opposite of venting. That is just getting going. And that is something I try to cut off at the pass really quickly, is that I don't let them spiral upwards into getting themselves in a frenzy.
I think just a dovetail off of what you, Robin, and Stuart have said, there's a totally affective or emotional component to the disclosure. It isn't effective because, if anything, it may just get that individual more hyped up, and it doesn't problem solve. Mm-hmm. The other piece is that when we communicate through pure emotion, and I tell my students this, if you're going to communicate about a very emotionally charged issue in email, get it out, but don't send it. Look at that email mm-hmm. again yeah. a day later and say, do you really want to send this with this much emotion attached to it? It's also the same thing with social media. I mean, people think that they're venting on social media. I think it's more of an emotional dump, because on social media, you can vent, but other than getting a bunch of I care emojis and likes, it's not doing any good. And people will say, well, geez, I shouldn't have said that. I'll delete it. But as long as we got screenshot, that's going to live in infamy somewhere. And mm-hmm. so I tell my students, be cautious. You know, get it out on paper and ask yourself, do I really want to send this? Do I want to communicate this as it's written? And if not, modify it so that the message becomes more clear and less emotionally charged.
Mm-hmm. One of the hardest things, I think, is assuming the positive. We had a situation recently yeah. where our neighbors had one of those basketball goals and it got torn up in the wind and it was laying in their yard, just kind of half in the street for weeks. And we were pretty like, really? That's trashy. Why aren't they picking it up? And among ourselves. And I was kind of on the verge of sending them one of those texts where I was like, really? And then I decided, you know what? Let me just take a step back. And the text I sent was, can we help you get it fixed? Is there mm-hmm. something we can do to help you get it set back up? And the text I got back was, no, it's trashed. The trash truck was supposed to pick it up last week. They haven't. They're supposed to pick it up tomorrow. Sorry, it's laying in the yard. I could have really damaged my neighbor's relationship if I had sent the text that was on the tip of my fingers when I first wanted to.
That's a really good point, because we as a society need to actually relearn how to communicate. We saw it happening years ago. I mean, even before the pandemic, where the next generation's children, I'll say early to mid 20s, the communication level was just so different and challenged. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't know how to even vent or express their either discontent for something or their concern for something, or just, how do I get some ideas? That's where venting, most of the time, if we allow it to happen in the right way, and we do the listening and we ask the right questions, venting is extremely healthy.
Yep.
And there's so many companies, I just have to put this out there, I'm venting now. they will be upset that I allow a team or a group to vent about something that's going on in the company, because somebody, of course, will go back to the leader of the company and say, oh, you wouldn't believe what they discussed in class.
Same.
Right. And
yep.
And the thing is, I mean, till I can sit down and talk to the leader of that company and help them understand why this needed to happen. And if I would have shut it down, they would have shut up. All of them would have shut up. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have a trusting environment.
You have to learn the truth. And to learn the truth, you have to let all of that stuff to come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much of it do you think is self-regulation? Like me noticing, I probably shouldn't send that text. That is self-regulation.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask the question that, do you think that social media has eliminated the filter that would come with a face-to-face conversation?
Absolutely. Yeah, people say things on social media they never say in person.
The other thing too, I think when you vent on social media, it allows a person who's venting not to take responsibility for their role in it. So it becomes very impersonal, and it's an easy place to do that and not have to look at themselves in the process because of the impersonality of it all. That's the other piece with that. For somebody that wants to play the blame game or assume the role of a victim as a result of what they believe happened, and the emotions that they attach to that, social media is a great place to detach from any personal responsibility or your role in facilitating that conflict or contributing to the volatility of the situation.
Thank you for having this conversation about venting with me. I think that it's a subject that we would all do better to think about how we handle it, both hearing it and doing it. So thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.